Highland Falls, El Paso, Clarksville, Watertown, and from other important military capitals around the globe. Eye on Defense brings the top military and defense issues into focus. Eye on Defense is proudly sponsored by Big Sarge Pre-Owned TA-50 Emporium and The Last Hope Jewelry and Pawn. And now, citizens of Earth, brace yourselves for the next episode of Eye on Defense.
Okay, we're back, everybody. This is episode 35 of the podcast, the Eye on Defense podcast. Welcome, everybody. Just to remind everybody, we are on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is @defense_podcast. If you can possibly find the time, check us out on Twitter. We try to tweet something every day, if possible. Like I said, this is episode 35, and guess what's big time in the news, the defense news, if you're keeping track, which probably this audience does, is the F-35. I know I just did a show on F-35 a couple of days ago, and I guess we're going to talk about it again today, only because it's a big story. And of course, the big story is a lot of the Air Force F-35s are grounded due to something with the ejection seat. They use something called a Martin Baker ejection seat, and there's a problem with it, or there's a potential problem with it. So they grounded a lot of the Air Force F-35s. So we'll get to that in just a little bit. Kind of we have to recap something from the last F-35 show. This is the second one in a row. And we talked about the, I guess it was like one of the maintenance packages for the F-35 was called the Odin. And there was a problem with it. That was one of the faults against it. And let me pull it up right quick. So like I said, this is a follow-up. I wrote it down to talk about the Odin system. And the Odin system means Operational Data Integrated Network. Now, this story I'm going to go over is from, it's an older story. It's from 31 Jan of this year from Defense News by Stephen Losey, L-O-S-E-Y. Pentagon completes first phase in replacing troubled F-35 logistics system. So that they were using an older system, and they decided to go with this thing called the Operational Data Integrated Network, or ODIN, is a logistics information system finished to roll out to F-35 squadrons in January. Of course, that's January this year. Again, this is an older story. Let's see what else it's got. So back in January, the F-35 Joint Program Office, also known as JPO, released the first 14 sets of the new ODIN logistics information system. The initial phase of the deployment, including computer hardware known as an ODIN base kit, has replaced all first generation unclassified, the old system called the Automatic Logistic Information System, or ALIS. These ODIN kits are now being used by the Air Force, the Navy, and the Marine Corps, as well as the allies who fly the F-35, including the United Kingdom, Netherlands, and Italy. There's a quote here from a Lieutenant General Eric Fick, who's the F-35 PEO, Program Executive Officer, who called the ODIN rollout a major milestone in modernizing the F-35 logistics information system in support of global operations. So the obvious question is, why did they replace this old ALIS system? The ALIS system was meant to help military order spare parts for the fighter, schedule and track maintenance, and keep an eye on which planes are ready to fly. Like I said, it was a deeply troubled system. It was often in the GAO, our friends from the Government Accountability Office, said it was inaccurate and misleading. Maintainers frequently had to manually keep tabs on information themselves, sometimes in Excel spreadsheets. Not only would this eat up maintainers' time, it was risky because sometimes critical safety data could be overlooked. Also, ALIS was user-unfriendly, hard to navigate, and the system servers weighed in at 200 pounds each. The entire system neared 900 pounds and needed a whole room to operate, which made them difficult to deploy and find a place to store on a ship. I can see that happening. Supposedly, the new ODIN system hardware weighs between 134 and 202 pounds. I guess that's light. More units will be delivered later this year. We're talking 2022. And in 2023, as the legacy ALIS servers are phased out. And let's see, there's this part in here Here we go. The locations that receive the Odin hardware are Naval Air Station Larimore, California, Nellis, Hill Air Force Base, Marine Corps Air Station Miramar, Marine Corps Air Station Beaufort, and a few other places. UK and Netherlands are also getting them. And I think this whole deal is made by, who makes it? Lockheed Martin makes it. So there you go. Lockheed Martin makes the plane, the airframe, and it makes a new logistics system. So that's kind of a follow-up. And the other thing I wanted to do was to follow up on the Odin system for the FY23 budget. Let me see what I got on that. Just a minute. Before I get to that, there is a part in the article that says the Odin rollout has encountered budget constraints in the past. Last April, the JPO, PEO, General Fick, told lawmakers that the JPO took a strategic pause on Odin software development because of a 42% cut to the program's development and testing that year. So, I don't know. I mean, if you got a problem with the maintenance program and you're trying to improve it, getting cut with money probably didn't help any. But anyway, be that as it may, it looks like they've got it figured out and they're rolling it out this year and in 2023. Now, getting to the... I looked in the... Now, some big news is the Senate released the Senate Armed Service Appropriations Committee. They released their... I guess it's a bill. And I looked through it, and I couldn't find anything on Odin. And the only thing I could find on F-35 is... where's it at? Standby. The only thing I could find is F-35 modifications under procurement. The service asked for $414 million, and the appropriation recommended $414 million. So actually, $414,382. The appropriation committee recommended $414,382. So they got what they wanted. And the Senate released their appropriations roll-up on just the other day, a couple of days ago. And there's a whole show on that probably. Their recommendation is $792.1 billion, which is up $63 billion from last year. Now, the House Appropriations Committee recommends $761.6 billion, up from $32 billion from last year. So there you go. Senate wants $792.1, the House wants $761.6. So I'm not going to do the math here, but that's close to $30 billion in disagreement between those two. So I think the way the process works now is between now and, you know, into the FY, they'll have a committee with representatives from the House and the Senate, and they'll sit down and they'll hammer this out, this gulf of around $30 billion on what it should be. And it's their duty as lawmakers to come up with an agreement, which they put before the president. So $792 billion for the Senate and $761 for the... Now, that's appropriations, so that's not like the authorizations we talked about earlier. This is actual money that, you know, this is good money here. So we'll stop right there on that. Now, let's move on to what else is next? F-35 being grounded. That's the big story late this week. It's affecting everybody. It's affecting the Navy, the Marine Corps, and the Air Force, and even the Allies. And I'm going to pull that up real quick, just one second. Now, should I go into that now, or should I wait? I'll wait. We'll go into the big news is F-35 in Germany. So there's also a bunch of articles out on F-35 going to the German Air Force. I got it straight from the horse's mouth. It's the Defense Security Cooperation Agency news release. The date is 28 July, which was 2 days ago. Today's 30 July here where I'm at. And basically, Germany, the title of the release is Germany F-35 Aircraft and Munitions. The State Department has made a determination approving possible foreign military sale to the government of Germany of F-35 aircraft, munitions, and related equipment for an estimated cost of $8.4 billion. The government of Germany has requested by 35 F-35 Joint Strike Fighter conventional takeoff and landing. They call that CTOLL, which would be If you listened to the show last week, you'll know that as an A model. They want 37, so they want 35 of them. They want 37 engines, the Pratt & Whitney F-35. They want 35 installed, obviously, and they want two spares. Now, this is, gets kind of interesting here. They want 105 AIM-120C advanced medium-range air-to-air missiles, also known as AMRAAM. If you listen to last week's program, I was kind of slacking. I talked about the AMRAAM, and I didn't know what it meant. So there you go. That's what it means, advanced medium air-to-air missiles. I finally did what I was supposed to do. They want four AIM-120C8 AMRAAM guidance sections, 75 AGM joint air-to-surface standoff missiles, extended range. That's the other ordnance I didn't know what it meant, JASSM-ER, which means joint air-to-surface standoff missile extended range, joint air-to-surface. So that's probably ground support stuff. One's air-to-air, one's ground support. They want test kits for that kind of, for those munitions. They want 345 GBU small diameter bombs, and they want test kits for that stuff. They want, where's it at? 162 hardened penetrator bombs. They want 264 general purpose bombs, 180 joint direct attack munitions, also known as JDAMs, and they want 75 AIM Sidewinder, tactical Sidewinder missiles, 30 AIM Sidewinder Block 2 training missiles. So they want all these live ordnance, and they want training stuff for it too. What I found was interesting is they want full mission simulators and system trainers, training missiles and components, electronic warfare systems and reprogramming lab support. And a very interesting one here is contractor logistics support. That's a big deal. And there's all kinds of other stuff. So I put this on the Twitter. So if you really want to read it, you can either go to the website, which is www.disca.mil. You can find it as a news release, or you can go to Twitter. I give another plug for our Twitter, which is @defense_podcast. You can read it there. It talks about the contractors. Oh, here's something good. The proposed sale will improve Germany's capability to meet current and future threats by providing a suitable replacement for Germany's retiring Tornado aircraft fleet in support of NATO's nuclear sharing mission, the centerpiece for deterrence in Europe. Germany will have no difficulty absorbing this equipment and services into its armed forces. I guess there's some sort of disclaimer here that says the proposed sale of this equipment support will not alter the basic military balance in the region. Principal contractors will be Lockheed Martin, Fort Worth, Texas, Pratt & Whitney, Hartford, Connecticut, East Hartford, Connecticut, Boeing Company, St. Charles, Missouri, Raytheon Missiles and Defense, Tucson, Arizona. This notice of a potential sale is required by law, which is why they have to tell us, and I'm telling you. So anyway, that's it. That's the big news, right from the horse's mouth. Germany's supposed to get F-35s, 35 of them, the A model. All right, now we're going to get to the F-35 ejection seat issue. Two stories. Number one, we'll go with July 29. Which was, this story was actually updated 8:52 p.m. July 29. And like I said, today is July 30th, so this is from last night. It's Defense News, Rachel S. Cohen. I think we've done some of her stories before. The title is Most U.S. F-35s Temporarily Grounded as Ejection Seat Issue Threatens Jets Worldwide. And I'm going to get to the Air Force stuff. So during a routine maintenance inspection at Hill Air Force Base in Utah in April 22, an anomaly was discovered with one of the seat cartridge actuated devices in the F-35 seat. Now, this is a rep for the Martin Baker Company, who makes the ejection seat. This was quickly traced back to a gap in the manufacturing process, which we addressed and changed. I don't think I'm going to go into what a cartridge is. Basically, the way I understand it, when you pull the ejection handle, it ignites a cartridge. The cartridge ignites propellant. Propellant is what pushes you out of the cockpit to safety. I guess when one over the world, that's kind of what it does. and how they found the problem. Maintainer inspecting F-35 found that ejection cartridge felt suspiciously light. After a closer look, the cartridge turned out to be missing an explosive charge that would lift someone to safety. So maybe, I don't know, that doesn't sound good to me. The military tested 2,700 F-35 seat cartridges and discovered three failures as of Wednesday, a brief summary said. Service officials declined to confirm or deny the summary's narrative events. That's not helpful. And, of course, Mr. Roberts from Martin Baker is not going to go too much detail. He said the problem was unique to a particular cartridge number and the F-35, but did not answer how many defective parts have turned up so far. And then he goes in to say, outside the F-35, not a single anomaly has been discovered worldwide as a result of forensic investigation, which continues at pace. A majority of the Air Force F-35 Alpha Lightning II fleet on Friday became the latest to stand down amid concerns about Martin Baker ejection seats on a wide range of military aircraft at home and abroad. So the Air Combat Command. There you go. Air Combat Command spokesman Alexei Worley confirmed that the first faulty cartridge was found during a routine inspection in April. The F-35 program office then issued a routine directive known as a time compliance technical order that a mandated inspection of all injection seat cartridges within 90 days starting July 19th. 10 days later, which would be July 29, yesterday, the Air Combat Command grounded its F-35s to speed up those checks. That's probably a smart move. ACC, Air Combat Command, aims to finish looking at the seats within 90 days or by mid-October. And then once the inspection is done, it can return to regular flights. The stand down of aircraft will continue through the weekend, and determination to safely resume normal operations to be expected early next week. Though ACC owns Though ACC owns most of the Air Force's more than 300 F-35A, some are managed by other commands, such as Air Force Europe, Pacific Air Forces. The command spokesman did not respond to email queries Friday. Looks like most of the Air Force is grounding their stuff over the weekend or until they can get it all inspected. Now, meanwhile, the Navy and Air Force have got their own thing going on, so we're going to stop right there with the Air Force. So they got 300 of them, and once you do the inspection, they're cleared to fly again. Now, for the Navy and the Marine Corps, there's an article yesterday, 6:48 p.m., and Navy has completed, it's at Breaking Defense, probably my favorite site, by Valerie and Senna, who we've done stories before, and Aaron Meth, M-E-H-T-A. I don't think I've ever done a story from him before. Navy has completed F-35 ejection seat inspections. Marines are at 90%. So there, I like that. I can understand that. Completed means 100% done. Marines at 90% means you're almost done. So the article begins, the U.S. Navy and Marine Corps have been quietly inspecting their F-35 fleets for some time to determine if they are impacted by safety concerns stemming from potentially defective parts on ejection seats, with the Navy saying it completed inspections on July 26. Looks like the Navy just said, we're just going to get it done, and we're not going to wait around. I mean, they found this problem in April, and now it's, I guess, the whole world knows now. So it looks like the Air Force is, I don't want to say they're playing catch-up, but, I mean, they've known about it since April. Then the article talks about what the ejection seat does, who makes it, Martin Baker. So they're talking about the majority of F-35s from the Air Force being grounded, which we knew, which we know now. And then somebody from the F-35 JPO office says the Navy is inspecting ejection seats in the Department of the Navy F-35 fleet. Those inspections have begun. The F-35B and C fleet, the B is a Marine Corps version, is currently expecting certain verification procedures in accordance with the directive, which we talked about. They previously got the same order that the Air Force did to inspect all the F-35s within the 90-day window, but the Department of the Navy decided to compress the 90-day inspection timeline to having each aircraft inspected prior to its next flight, which I guess that's pretty smart. So all that stuff I told you was from a spokesman, a guy named Chief Petty Officer Matthew Olay, who's from the JPO. And then late on Friday, Commander Zachary Harrell, spokesman for the Commander of Naval Air Forces, issued a statement saying those statements did not reflect the current situation within the F-35 fleet for the Navy. He came over the top of this guy and said the U.S. Navy and Marine Corps F-35C Lightning II operations, which is a carrier variant, are not impacted by the potential defect in the cartridge-activated device, also known as the CAD. F-35s are not grounded, adding that a small number of CADs, cartridge-activated device, and F-35Cs were determined to be potentially affected. Those CADs were immediately replaced, and those aircraft have been returned to operational status. These CAD verification procedures were done in conjunction with the inspections that were completed by August 26. That's got to be the wrong date. And all F-35Cs have been cleared for normal operations. So Navy says F-35Cs are not grounded at all. They're 100% ready. Now, here we get to the Marine Corps. Major Jay Hernandez, spokesman for the Marine Corps Aviation, issued a statement saying, out of abundance of caution, the Marine Corps conducted maintenance inspections on all F-35B and C-2 Lightning II ejection seat cartridge activating devices even earlier in the maintenance cycle than recommended, and chose to inspect the ejection seat cartridge actuating devices before their next flight instead of the 90-day window the engineers had approved. In other words, they did what the Navy did. Currently, Marine Corps F-35Bs are not grounded, and over 90% of the inspections on Marine Corps ejection seat cartridge actuating devices are now complete. And then the article goes into quoting the guy that from Martin Baker, which Mr. Roberts, they made a movie about Mr. Roberts, didn't they? That was a Navy movie. But anyway, they started talking about Martin Baker ejection seats, talking about how this is discovered at Hill Air Force Base in April. So at a glance, the majority of the F-35s are in the Air Force, the A models. The B is in the Marines, and the C is in the Navy. Looks like the B models and the C models have got their stuff together, probably not as many. And the A models, they've got some work to do. So that is the latest and greatest as of yesterday on F-35 and the grounding for the ejection seat. And it's really, they're really not. Only the A models seem to be grounded, and those are the Air Force models. The Navy's up 100%, and the Marine Corps are shortly going to be up 100% because they're at 90 now. And that's it. This is going to be a short show, 23 minutes right now. I don't want to burn everybody out on the F-35. I had never done a story on the F-35 until last week. It was an all F-35 show. And then now 2 weeks in a row or two episodes in a row, I've done F-35. If you're not an F-35 fan, or, I mean, how could you not be an air power fan? But I don't want to burn people out on F-35. Should I do another story before we get done? There's a lot of stuff about the Army, also in the news. But I think I will save that for another episode. So we're at 24 minutes. So this will be one of my shorter shows. Just to remind everybody, we are on Twitter, and our Twitter account is @defense_podcast. Check us out. Today I tweeted the F-35 potential sale to Germany. So if you want to read it from the horse's mouth, go ahead, check it out. Thank you again for all the support. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Come on back. You're welcome anytime. Thanks to the fans out there in the great state of California. We got some down in Florida and even overseas, England, all over the place. So anyway, if you enjoyed the podcast, tell your friends, come back. I guess that's it. Episode 35 is in the book. So thank you very much and good night.